This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Let me know if you can hear anything. If you need. Good morning. This is Words and Pictures, your favorite show on Thursday mornings, and it is also on your favorite community radio station, that is KBOO 90.7 FM. I am your guest host, Paula Small, sitting in for SW Concert, who is normally your guide through all things words and all things pictures, but he is away today. So instead, I am here, and he has asked me to bring you great things. And he handpicked today's special guest, Aaron Duran, who is the communications chair of Stumptown Comics, Inc., which is the nonprofit arts organization responsible for what? The Stumptown Comics Fest. Woo! This is going to be the 10th annual Stumptown Comics Fest. And that, if that weren't enough, we are celebrating also 10 years of Words and Pictures. So, you know, it's all kismet, I feel. And in a moment of full disclosure, I do have to say that I'm on the board of Stumptown Comics, Inc. So I am not only familiar with Aaron, but also the great work that the Stumptown Comics, Inc. crew do. I'm also on the board of KBOO Foundation, which is the nonprofit arts organization that brings you your favorite community media station. So, you know, I'm here because I'm a proud arts supporter, and I'm really, really honored that SW Concert chose me to host today's special guest, Aaron. He's going to fill us in on all things great in Stumptown Comics Fest, and also all things great in general with arts education that Stumptown Comics will be doing. So, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I like how you said that we're both on the board, which means if we get anything wrong, we have no one else to blame but ourselves.
It's true, and I plan to get something wrong at least once a day.
Oh, I'm going to do everything, yeah.
Well, for those who may not know, I know that Stumptown Comics Fest this year is April 27th and 28th. Can you let us know the significance of April, the month of April?
A few years ago, April, then Mayor Sam Adams officially had April declared Comic Book Month in the city of Portland, just because comics do play such an important part, both culturally and financially, to the city of Portland. So much, many creators call the city of Portland and the outlying area home. There's more than a few publishing companies that call Portland home. There's Dark Horse Comics, Oni Press, Top Shelf Comics. So a lot of the comic book industry happens in this city. So with the festival happening in April, it only made sense that we went ahead and pushed April to be Comic Book Month. So all through the month of April, you're going to see comic-themed events throughout the city. It's going to be a blast.
That's what I'm excited for, just to let everybody know. And it's funny because I consider myself to be somewhat of like a comics, you know, newbie, because I can't rattle off catalogs of people's works or anything. And trust me, there are those who can. I have met them. But I think that's awesome and delightful. And that's one of the things actually that drew me to the Stumptown Comics Fest. I had moved to Portland almost 5 years ago. And the first Comics Fest that I attended was in 2009. And it was just bursting with so much energy. I was like, right, I have to keep going back to this.
And that was back when we were inside the Doubletree.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, our old stomping grounds.
I thought that was big enough. And then it was like Oregon Cultural, you know, Convention Center. And I was like, oh my gosh, the OCC? Really?
Yeah.
And it's just like, can we grow any bigger? Hopefully. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I can't say anything.
I know.
But no, we will be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed at the amount of people who arrive at the fest, but also, you know, the amount of people who arrive from all over the country.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People travel to Portland and they put it on their map that they're going to the fest. And it's like, oh my goodness, really?
Well, I think what makes the Stumptown Comics Fest stand out and why it attracts so many attendees and guests is that it's really one of the few comic book festivals that is really focused on the creator and their work. As much as I enjoy a more traditional convention mm-hmm. with, you know, celebrity guests and the huge displays and all the fight, you know, the lights and all that fun stuff. On a lot of those shows, the reason why they're named comics kind of get lost.
Right.
And the Stumptown Comics Fest makes sure, our main mission is to make sure that never happens. I mean, I think everyone involved in the festival, we all love the big, bright, flashy stuff. And we like the spandex. And we like a little bit of everything in comics. That's why we're all here. But we don't want to lose sight of the creators that make those books possible.
Absolutely.
And to show all the genres that comics can do.
Absolutely. I used to live in San Diego, so I remember San Diego Comic-Con when it was a much smaller, more intimate sort of setting before it became the BMF that it is now. But you're right. Like, there's still a draw to things like that for me, because mm-hmm. it is kind of cool to see, displays. And again, yes, the glitz and the glam and the lights and everything. But what I do love about the Stumptown Comics Fest is the fact that I get to walk up to an artist and just say, thank you so much for creating this character.
Right.
Or these, you know, the series or whatever. And they seem so humble.
Yeah. I mean, another thing. When I first went to the Stumptown Comics Fest, I think my first one I went to was in 2006. The first thing that I noticed and I loved so much was I met a lot of creators that I grew up reading. And never thought I'd get a chance to meet, especially at larger conventions. It's not that these people don't want to be approached, just to the nature of certain conventions, mm-hmm. you really can't. And at Stumptown Comics Fest, every single creator, if they're at their table, is 100% approachable. And it's encouraged, you know, walk up, talk mm-hmm. to them. I mean, you know, there's people in line, you have to move on and stuff. But every single creator there, they want to get to know their fans. And it's a very personal experience. And I think the Stumptown Comics Fest is the show that does that the best. I mean, we really grant access between fan and creator. Mm-hmm. And not just fan, if you're looking for advice or feedback, so many creators are willing to offer it right there.
Yeah.
And it's really fantastic.
I've eavesdropped on a number of conversations between people who are trying to, you know, like, they're like, you are someone who I've modeled myself after, and they get all these tips and tools. And I'm like, wow, this was practically free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you get to actually, it's like a masterclass. And speaking of which, there are workshops as well, which I happen to say I love also, because you do not have to be like myself. If you are not visually artistically inclined, that's okay. You also have a place, Stumptown
right.
Comics Fest. And
yeah.
That's what I love. It's like, oh, all you can draw stick figures, that's fine. We have this great workshop for you to learn about, like, what is a zine or what are comics? And I love that. I love that, as you mentioned, it's approachable. The artist, the fest, everything that is interactive and that you can do is really an experience that anyone can have. And I love that it's all ages.
Right.
Because I think it's really cool to see, like, the parents who get totally geeked out over getting something signed. And then they have their kids who have, like, a whole different artist to go see.
Right.
And they also have their little collection of books to sign, and everybody's geeked out in the family. Like, it's really, really cute.
Yeah. And Stumptown has always featured all ages material and has always been a very open and welcoming festival. We're making a very strong effort, though, this year to really highlight our all ages aspects of the show. So a lot of creators are bringing all new work, you know, to the show, and to bring in, you know, full families, not just the parents or whatever. We want it to be all ages. In fact, children that are 12 and under are free to the show this time, with a paying adult or
yeah.
paying guardian, because we want, I mean, to put it bluntly, the comics as a whole needs more youth. There's just no way to sugarcoat it. And it's exciting anyway, because we want to be telling these tales, and we want these tales to continue. So we really want to make this year's festival as all ages accessible as possible. And we have some great workshops and events lined up that are geared specifically towards the younger crowd, towards comic creation, costume creation, which we're really doing more of this year. The cosplaying has become bigger and more accepted than ever. So we really want to engage kids in creating their own adventures on every format, from writing to drawing to then bringing them to life with costumes if they want.
I love it. I love
it. It's
going
to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a blast.
I think, I mean, just hearing about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books, which were all text. But can
right.
you imagine if you put those to images? Can you imagine if you put costumes with all of those?
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? One of the kids there might be the person that makes that next time.
That's right. And then we get to say we saw them when they
That's
took
right.
this workshop.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
we get to
you
brag
go.
That we knew them when they were only 2 feet tall or whatever.
Because there was recently an event at Guardian Games, right?
Yeah, we did an event, our first event at Guardian Games. It was the second to last weekend of February. I don't have the exact date anymore. And it was called Saturday Superheroes at Guardian Games, where the Stumptown Comics Incorporated teamed up with the Alter Ego Society, which is a local nonprofit cosplaying group that encourages cosplay to raise money and awareness. We teamed up and we hosted essentially a make your own comic and superhero costume event at Guardian Games. We brought in a bunch of scrap material for masks, and then eventually the kids made capes. We had some writers and artists from Periscope Studios and Tranquility Base show up and help the kids create single page comics. They had a starting panel and an ending panel, and then the kids created whatever they wanted in between, and then they would make costumes based on what they drew. And it was an amazing turnout. It was a fantastic turnout. We got some great pictures. If you go to the Stumptown Comics Facebook page, we have an album there, just Saturday Superheroes. And to see these kids get so excited to create their own stories. I mean, they see them on Saturday morning, they read them in the comics, they play them in the video games, and now they're creating their own tales to tell. And that was a lot of fun to see. It was also great to see a lot of parents that were bringing in toddlers, you know, kids that were way too young to be doing anything like that because they're toddlers, and saying, I brought my kid because I want to do it myself, and I thought it'd be creepy if I showed up on my own, so I brought my baby. But I'm going to do it. So, which just shows us that these kind of adventures, this storytelling is universal. Everyone wants to tell these stories.
Absolutely. And I mean, I definitely think, you know, the popularity of the Sunday, you know, comic strip feature, mm-hmm. the funnies, if you will, are definitely a testament to that. You know, I remember being
when there were newspapers.
When there were newspapers and you got ink on your hands, that would be a time for like all of us to kind of sit down and settle in, and everybody was reading a portion of the newspaper, but the funnies are what got passed around.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, there was something that would get to someone in our family, like, you know, and I'm a huge Andy Cap fan, so there you go. But I love this idea that, well, one, definitely having a kid is a free pass to so much. It's true. Borrow neighbor's kid if you don't have one. I do it all the time. It's okay. But I love that, you know, people were like, I'm gonna bring my kid. I want to do this. Things that we kind of associate with being way more youthful than we think is allowable as adults. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it sounds like the Saturday Superheroes totally gave the license to just be creative.
Yeah, and I think it reminded people that even though you're quote grown up, you're an adult and you have adult responsibilities, there is a validity and importance to having fun and telling stories. Just because you're over 18 and you don't have a job and rent and taxes and medical bills and all that stuff doesn't mean you have to put away quote childish things. You cannot discredit the importance of making sure you have an outlet somewhere where you can entertain yourself, where you can tell stories to remind you why you do the mundane daily things you have to do anyway. I mean, if that's the only point to it, then why continue if you don't have a story to tell or a way to express yourself?
That is very true. And it is 11:45 a.m. and you are listening to Words and Pictures, normally hosted by the amazing SW Concert, but today hosted by yours truly, Paula Small, because SW Concert is away. I am here with special guest Aaron Duran, who is communications chair of Stumptown Comics, Inc., a nonprofit arts organization right here in Stumptown, hence the name. But also host to the 10th annual Stumptown Comics Fest happening April 27th and 28th. We're going to take a very quick musical break. We're going to come right on back. We're going to learn a little bit more about what's on the horizon for Stumptown Comics after the Comics Fest. And then also a reminder about why you should go to the Comics Fest in case that wasn't already apparent. We'll be right back. Thank you. going on air. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, back with Words and Pictures, your favorite show about all things visually and literary arts related, normally hosted by S.W. Concert, but again, he is away from the studio today. And so yours truly, Paula Small, I am sitting here in his stead, trying anyway. You know, it's a little difficult because I'm so not the visual artist that he is. But I am fortunate to know someone who is much more aware of the visual arts scene, Communications Chair Aaron Duran of Stumptown Comics, Inc. He is here to let us know a little bit more about the 10th annual Stumptown Comics Fest. Stumptown Comics, Inc., for those who do not know, is a nonprofit arts organization in the state of Oregon. So, you know, any support that you can lend, feel free. But one of those things is you can also volunteer for the Comics Fest, which we haven't mentioned yet. And how can people get involved to do that?
Right now, you just go to our website, which is stumptowncomics.com. And when you go to that site, right at the top, you'll see in our header, you'll see something that just says a volunteer. Click on that volunteer link, fill out the form. And then a representative, our volunteers coordinator, will contact you. It takes them a few days because we are all volunteer driven. But our volunteer coordinator will contact you after you fill out that form.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's how I got involved. I was like, oh, I'm going to volunteer and see what this is all about.
Yeah, if you're not careful, if you volunteer enough, eventually they put you on the board.
It's what happens at KBOO too. Who knew? See how it all works, people? It all comes back. But no, we were just talking before the musical break. We were talking about all the great things, including Saturday Superheroes, which was a really cool sort of like precursor to the fantastic world of Stumptown Comics Fest, which is coming up April 27th and 28th at the Oregon Convention Center. Huge area. But can it hold all things comic related?
It can for that weekend, but not for all year. Actually, it can't even that weekend. We have events happening all through the month of April throughout the city at various art galleries and comic book shops all through the city. And then after the festival, like we say, the festival is like our tentpole event. It's our big summer blockbuster event, you know, to put it in those terms.
Yeah.
And then all throughout the year, though, we're going to do more and more community outreach, more education services. We are now starting to work with local public schools and post-secondary education groups to bring comics as an educational device into the classroom, because it melds both the visual and literary skills together in a very unique format. And we're working with local studios and local publishing groups to really bring them into the classroom, which is something that's been severely lacking in the bulk of North American education systems. You go outside of the United States and comics are taught as another literary art form almost everywhere else but here. And Stumptown Comics Incorporated is working to change that here.
We are going to change that. And, you know, just one of the fantastic ways that we are changing that is by having Stumptown Comics, not just doing the Comics Fest, but again, as Aaron was mentioning, sort of, you know, reaching out into the community at large and really kind of combining things and connecting the dots, as it were.
Right.
And kind of raising more awareness because, you know, especially with the, I think the... all the excitement that's been happening increasingly around graphic novels, people are starting to really recognize, like, a lot of kids just don't have the time and the patience to sit down with a book necessarily that's only written. But if you kind of incorporate some styles that kind of capture their imaginations, capture their minds, all of a sudden you have this dynamic world.
Right.
And they're now open to way more learning than they were before.
Right. And on the other side of that also, I think a lot of kids right now, and my kids, I mean just, you know, anyone, you know, within school grade, you know, I guess, are in a way, they're almost reteaching adults how to appreciate and understand and enjoy comics. A kid will pick up a comic and understand how to read it without being told, and will enjoy it and will read it without any kind of, won't care who's watching them, Whereas I know a lot of adults will enjoy reading, you know, a graphic novel, a comic, but they'll hide it behind a magazine when they're on the bus or whatever. And a kid doesn't care. A kid's just going to read what they love. And that's something else that Stumptown is trying to teach, that just because it's got a picture and a word balloon and a caption doesn't mean that, you know, once you get your learner's permit to drive, that you have to fold that and put it away and you could ever touch it again. You can tell any kind of story you want with comics. And so to disregard it once you become a certain age is something we're trying to overcome with Stumptown Comics.
I appreciate that. I have to say that I enjoy works by Craig Thompson. So I was reading Goodbye Chunky Rice on the bus, and it didn't occur to me. I'm just reading. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I realized like people were trying to, like they were looking at the pages and trying to figure out what was going on. And for a second, I did feel like putting it away and pulling out my other book, which
maybe
was completely
put this away.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I want to read this book. This
right.
is what
yeah.
I'm.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden became this like act of defiance. Anyway, that's a whole different segue. And you don't have to be defiant to go to Stumptown Comics Fest this April, April 27th and 28th. It's going to be a blockbuster weekend. I don't know. I say that because it's a lot of fun. I don't know. It's a load of fun. And I love telling folks, especially if they're like native Portlanders, about Stumptown Comics Fest, because it's almost like Portland's best kept secret to people in Portland, but everybody outside of Portland knows about it.
Right. And we're working really hard to fix that this year.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get away from the, you know, Portland's best kept secret or the little indie darling show. We're here to stay. It's our 10th year. It's our biggest year ever. We have more guests lined up than we've ever had. In fact, we ended up having to work with the French embassy to bring in an artist. We're bringing in creator Boulet in from France, who does an amazing webcomic. And he is actually being sponsored by the French embassy. So, you know, you've kind of grown up a little bit when you're having to have ambassadors help you bring creators in, which is really exciting. But this is the biggest guest list we've ever had. The best workshops and panels we've ever had. The show is just going to be fantastic. Even if I wasn't involved, I would be excited more than ever for this show. But seeing the behind the scenes and knowing what's coming, I can't wait to share it with the city. The festival this year is going to be huge.
It's going to be outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous in a great way. And I just have to say, like, for me, again, one of the really, really fun things is that you can't really see everything. And there's that little, again, the little kid in me that's so excited. And it is very circus-like because I feel overwhelmed, but not in a really tired way, but just like, I want to try to see as much as I can.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to soak it up. And seriously, it's 2 days and it wasn't enough time. And I mean, granted, I was also volunteering, but my volunteership was not really that long. So you really get to enjoy the rest of the festival. And, you know, I went both days and I was like, I thought I mapped this out really well. Like, I really had a strategy. I'm like, I'm going in, boom. You know, I had the program. I was set on the workshops. And then you talk to one person. You're like, I guess I'll be going to the other workshop, too. And it was between the workshops and the talking to people, you know, the artists and like checking out stuff. I don't know. I ran out of time. That's my point.
Yeah. So plan your day early and
exactly.
plan to stay the whole weekend.
And you got to get there at 10. Let me just say, you try to show up at like 11. You're already missing out on half the fun. I'm just saying.
Right.
It all happens so quickly and it ends before you know. You're like, whoa, it's over. And yeah, you don't panic as much on Saturday because you're like, I got Sunday. I'll just do this again. I'm so much better prepared. Didn't happen. Just want to let you know. Totally. That was a major fail for me.
That happens to everybody at any show. Yeah.
I was like, trying a different strategy this time. I'm going to try a different strategy. Anyway, this is Paula Small. I am here with the amazing Aaron Duran, who is the communications chair for Stumptown Comics, Inc., the nonprofit arts organization that brings you every year. They bring you, at least for the last 10 years, the Stumptown Comics Fest. This is the 10th annual Stumptown Comics Fest, April 27th. And 28th. Aaron, do you have any final words, parting words?
Kind of reiterate what you say. It's April 27th and 28th at the Oregon Convention Center. Students get in with an ID. There's just $7 for a day pass for students. Weekend passes are just $12, so it's a great deal. Or I'm sorry, $15 for a weekend pass.
It's fantastic.
$10 a day, $15 for the weekend. Yeah,
it's
going to be a great show. Make sure you visit StumptownComics.com. We're updating the site almost every day.
Yes.
And we currently have our full guest list on there. And
check
I keep staring at it. And going nuts.
Check out
the
blog. There's so much on the website. There's so much at the Comics Fest itself. It's a be there, be square sort of thing. And you can also be circular. It's really, really great. You want to go check it out again, April 27th and 28th. This is Paula Small. Thank you so much, SW Concert, for letting me host today's Words and Pictures. Coming up next, the dynamic duo known as Shocks of Sheba. Oh my goodness, can I just say this is one of my favorite days of KBOO because Thursdays, they rock. I just want to say. Anyway, thank you so much. Speaking of rock, thank you, Rock, for engineering and being so awesome. Once again, feel free to support your nonprofit arts organizations, whether it's Stumptown Comics, Inc., KBOO, your favorite community radio station, or anyone in between. It has been truly a pleasure. It's been a joy. Coming up next, again, Shocks of Sheba.
Time for the KBOO News at Noon. I'm Kristen Yount. Oregon prisoner Gary Hagen is in the Supreme Court today calling on the state to execute him. Hagen is challenging Governor Kitzhaber's decision to declare a moratorium on executions in the state. Hagen's attorney will argue in front of the Oregon Supreme Court that the governor exceeded his authority when he issued a temporary reprieve on his execution last November. Hagen was sentenced to prison for murder. The governor claims that his authority to invoke clemency is absolute and has stated that he wants the state legislature to put the issue of abolishing the death penalty on the ballot for voters to decide. In November, Oregon voters decided to send proceeds from the corporate kicker checks to schools throughout the state, but this does not go into effect until the next budget cycle. If the kicker tax collects a surplus in excess of 2% this year, the entire surplus will be returned to the corporations. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced today that Israeli government has formed a new coalition. The right-wing Likud party controls the majority of seats in the Israel parliament. The coalition allows Netanyahu to finally form a government just 2 days before the deadline. Netanyahu has refrained from naming a new deputy prime minister because negotiations from the two most prominent parties have broken down. President Obama is scheduled to visit Israel on Wednesday for a 48-hour visit. The U.S. has a new ambassador to Libya. Deborah Jones was named by President Obama on Wednesday. Jones will replace slain Ambassador Chris Stevens. Ambassador Stevens perished during the infamous Benghazi attack 6 months ago. During a recent visit, Libyan Prime Minister promised the Secretary of State John Kerry to continue to work with the U.S. to find out what faction was behind the attack that killed four U.S. citizens on a diplomatic mission in Benghazi last September. Ms. Jones has served as a diplomat in Turkey, Ethiopia, and several Arab countries. In Geneva Thursday, physicists found the so-called God particle, the Higgs boson particle. It's a subatomic particle that is said to be the building block of the universe. Physicists have hotly pursued this elusive entity since its prediction in 1964. It was found with the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. It's a $10 billion atom smasher that requires 17 miles of underground tunnel to operate. This has been the KBOO News at Noon. I'm Kristen Yount. Tune in for news Monday through Friday, 5 p.m., right here on KBOO FM for the latest in local, national, and international news created by volunteers for all of you.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery. Committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at our carbon-neutral eco-brew pubs, Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com. Shocks of Sheba has also been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. Welcome to Shocks of Sheba.